Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Not a bad Friday forecast for late July. High today only in the upper 80s to near 90. And as August comes in, we can expect another cold front this weekend. Get your full forecast and those Friday traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Dallas County shifting the location of one of its COVID-19 testing sites. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
After 1 month, the testing site at the University of Dallas in Irving is closing after today. Starting Monday, that site will shift to Eastfield College in Mesquite. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins tells NBC5, with 500 tests available per site per day, the county has to establish the sites where they're needed the most.
If we had enough tests to just be everywhere, we would be.
The new site at Eastfield College will be open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and it'll be located in parking lot 8 on La Prada Drive. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Grapevine Colleyville School Board planning to meet in special session starting at 5 this evening to talk about school reopening plans. The district is currently set to start the school year online August 17th. The board will consider changes to that schedule after hearing from parents and teachers later this evening. As more North Texas school districts decide to start the fall semester with online-only learning, school officials are working to bridge a digital divide. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
The pandemic has shed light on an issue that isn't new, the so-called digital divide between students. Some have access to technology at home, others don't. Dr. Rebecca Good, superintendent of Legacy Charter Academy, she says when the pandemic first started, almost none of the students enrolled there had access to computers or internet. In May, Governor Abbott launched Operation Connectivity, a statewide initiative geared to get technology into the hands of the students who need it. Dr. Good tells NBC5 the initiative has been a huge help.
All over the state of Texas, districts are scrambling to put together board meetings to get this signed.
The McKinney ISD is working to bridge the gap, handing out more than 13,000 MacBooks to students. The Fort Worth ISD will be delivering an additional 10,000 devices to students as well. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Tarrant County health officials are out with a new warning on West Nile virus.
The virus is spread to humans by mosquitoes, and Tarrant County public health officials say positive West Nile virus mosquito activity is at record high levels. They're urging people to use insect repellent when they are outdoors and to drain any standing water around their homes where mosquitoes can breed. Tarrant County had its first human death this year from West Nile virus earlier this month. Crews will be spraying for mosquitoes in unincorporated parts of northern Tarrant County this evening. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The city of Fort Worth has been putting out signs at street corners in a number of neighborhoods about the threat of West Nile and mosquitoes for the last week or so. Plans to reduce violent crime in Dallas not working. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
While the coronavirus rages on, murders are close to the same high rate as last year, and aggravated assault is way up. This man lost his 16-year-old nephew to gun violence in a city park, and so far, no arrests have been made.
We need justice for him, for a 16-year-old to get murdered in a park.
With the pandemic acting as a cloud over the city and the police force dealing with protests, Mike Mata, president of the Dallas Police Association, says it feels like the department has been running on automatic.
We really don't know what our crime strategy has been this year. So, the fact of COVID, in my opinion, is not a viable excuse.
The Dallas mayor released a statement to NBC 5 saying violent crime continues to be unacceptably high, and it does not appear the city will meet the goals set by the chief of police and the city manager in January. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLE.
Irving-based ExxonMobil today reported its largest quarterly loss ever. The oil giant lost $1.1 billion in the second quarter. The company says pandemic-related shutdowns kept people at home, reducing the need for its products. ExxonMobil's second quarter revenue of $32 billion, less than half what it was a year earlier. Hall of Fame broadcaster Bill Mack has died. Mack's son says he passed away early this morning after fighting COVID-19. Mack was a longtime Fort Worth resident, and along with his lifetime in radio, he was also a well-known country songwriter. Bill Mack won a Grammy Award in 1996 for Leanne Rimes' Blue. He was 88. When it comes to college football, the Southeastern Conference will be keeping it in the family this year. School presidents in the SEC voted to play a 10-game conference-only schedule this year. It means high-profile early season matchups, including Tennessee-Oklahoma, Texas-LSU, and Baylor-Ole Miss, will be canceled. Texas A&M and the other SEC schools plan to play their first games on September 26th. And the Mavericks resume their regular season tonight. The Mavs will take on the Houston Rockets. Tip-off set for 8 p.m. from the bubble in Orlando.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.